The King's Stewards, Part 6. And how about you, Salutis? How have you been keeping our people orderly and safe? The king had now turned his attention to Salutis for his account of the military, which he had been given charge during the king's absence. Salutis inched forward and quickly tried to think of a way to impress the king with a good report. As he recalled the words on the scroll the king had given him, he felt a sense of dread. He remembered it said, "You are to keep our land safe from intruders, as well as keep order among the people while I am away." "Speak up, Salutis. Is my kingdom safe?" Salutis slowly began, "Well, Your Highness, I have been working hard to get our soldiers into the best shape possible. We have spent hours and hours each day doing training and practicing. In fact, just before you returned, we were going to have a small demonstration of our new skills." The king's face turned stern and solemn. He spoke in a serious tone. "Salutis, I gave you very clear instructions about what your job was. You were to make sure my land is safe and to keep order among the people. I have been home but one day and have already received multiple complaints about soldiers not being at their posts. I have been told that thieves are running wild and that people are afraid of being robbed. Why did you let this happen?" The king's eyes were piercing and his anger was growing.
"I was trying to make them stronger, Your Highness," trembled Salutis.
The king's voice rose and Salutis shrank back when he sprang from his throne and shouted, "That was not your assignment. You pulled the soldiers away from the responsibilities I had given them and put my people at risk. Why? Because you were only focused on how important they would make you look if you could do feats of strength. If enemies had attacked while I was gone, we would have been caught by surprise and overtaken. Because you failed to manage the responsibility I gave you, the lives of all my people were put at risk. You have forgotten why I put you in charge." The king summoned his soldiers to his side. "Take this man and remove him from my kingdom." The soldiers escorted Salutis to the edge of the kingdom.
"Salutis, by order of the king, you are hereby banished. You are not to enter this kingdom ever again."
Salutis fell to the ground and wept loudly as the pronouncement was made. He would now never return. He would be a wanderer and be forever without a home. Back at the palace, the king called for a great feast. The whole kingdom gathered together to celebrate his return and to rejoice in the distinct honors he had bestowed upon his faithful servants. "Today, I would like to publicly recognize Joan and Otar. In my presence, they have managed well the responsibilities I entrusted to them. They have been promoted to positions of importance in my kingdom because of their outstanding stewardship." Joan and Otar stepped forward, bowed low before the king, and received a grand applause from the cheering multitude.